Pitch back. Davis running to the right. He's got room if he can get outside. Davis to the five, cuts towards the pylon, and he's in for an Eaglet score. Garnet Davis takes it 9 yards, and they go 63 yards in 7 plays all on the ground and take a 6-0 lead. 6:49 to go here in the opening quarter. Second and 4 from the 14. Keeping it on the ground. Davis busting outside. Look out to the 10. Davis to the 5. Davis to the pylon and into the end zone. For an Eaglets touchdown. A 14-yard run for Davis, his second score of the game. And that will make it a 12-0 lead now for St. Mary's. Third down and 11. See what the Vikings are thinking here at their own 19-yard line. They're going to bring Evan Woodard in as an extra receiver, and it looks like they're going to go trips to the right here and work out of the shotgun for the first time today. Meyer with immediate pressure, rolling out, his hit from behind, the ball comes loose, it'll be scooped up, and it'll be taken into the end zone for a score by Enechukwu. Enechukwu will pick it up and take it in from 19 yards out for another Eaglets score on the fumble return. So 2 touchdowns in 54 seconds, and St. Mary's now takes a 3-score lead here. Again, they'll go a receiver to either side. Boss straight up the middle. Big hole, and he'll go untouched into the end zone for another Eaglets score on a 15-yard run. Tommy Boss, the latest St. Mary's player to find the end zone, and they now take a 27-0 lead in the game. Zerke now out wide to the right. They're going up the middle, though. Anton, big hole. He breaks free. He's going to score. 52 yards up the middle for Anthony Anton, and he's into the end zone. And that will make it 34-0 on the 52-yard run by Anton that puts him up over 100 yards for the game. And it's going to bring up fourth down, and they're going to bring out Dolman here to try another field goal. He missed from 48 at the end of the first half, but not because he didn't have the distance. He just didn't have it on target. From the 33, this is a little closer. This will be a 43-yard try. Good snap, good hold. Again, the kick's got plenty on it, and this one's right down the middle. And it's 38-0 now in favor of St. Mary's. Smayfield will go wide to the left. Palmateers to the right with Parent. And Meyer looking to throw again, wants to dump it off to Singleton out of the backfield, but it was picked off. Picked off at the 30, and this one may be taken back for a score by Mason, and he will take it back 70 yards for the second defensive score of the game for St. Mary's. Dan Mason, a 70-yard return. There's a flag back at the Marysville 25. It is a touchdown. So unsportsmanlike by St. Mary's, but the touchdown counts with 8:38 to go. That one will make it 44-0. Quarterback Porter's going to sneak it this time, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown. Brock Porter takes it in from a yard out, and that one will make it 51-0. 3:30 to go here in the football game. So unless they want to use their remaining timeout, Marysville might only get one more play here. Their own 39, they'll keep it on the ground. Colin Richards will pick up about 4 yards there, and that'll be the final play. Time will run out in this one, and St. Mary's will win it impressively this afternoon, 52-0. The Eaglets are the victors.